The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. I'm Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 8, Dan.
Chapter 8. Okay, because I was just asking you and you didn't tell me. You had me wait in anticipation to find out what chapter we were on.
I'm trying to see if you're keeping up with what we're doing. But it is Chapter 8.
I said 8, but you didn't give me an answer.
That's 8 weeks, Dan.
Eight weeks of putting up with you.
Yes. And this is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM, or you can listen to us online at 1110WCCMAM.com.
You know, we got to talk to somebody here because I've had a few people mention that they've tried to listen online and they have problems with it. So we got to find out. We got to talk to a technician or something to find out exactly what they have to do to listen.
I think it's JetCast. I know before they used to have, if you had trouble, click here and you could get in that
way. That's gone. Okay. They did away with that for some reason, and that was very convenient.
Okay. We'll have to let someone know that.
Absolutely.
They probably know now because they listen to us.
That's right. Well, that's what I was. Okay. Continue.
Okay. If you're shy, you can email us at tips@bupa.com. And we will be providing wedding tips, thus the name of the show, the Wedding Tips Radio Show. If you want to call in, you can reach us at 978-687-8005. Toll free, 877-687-8005. And once again, if you're shy, email us, tips@bupa.com. We will try to answer your questions on the air. If we can't answer it this week, we'll have an answer for you next week. And remember, you can always listen to any of our shows online, anytime, on our podcast at bupa.com. Visit the blog page for the link. Just look for the Wedding Tips Radio Show, and it will bring you right there. And you can pick the date that you would like to listen. We also have a little description of what we talked about that week. The Wedding Tips Radio Show is also on Facebook, and our address on Facebook is facebook.com/Wedding Tips Radio.
I have to say, Ron, that I'm very impressed at how you made this website. You're truly dedicated to this, and you just, you don't stop. You're constantly coming up with ideas and thinking things through and making things available for all our fans out there.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that you said dedicated and not committed, because I probably will be soon. I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you very much. I think you know why it is like that, because my entire website from the beginning, I mean, I've had a website for a while, has always been geared towards weddings.
Right.
To make it as easy as, you know, we have the songs on there that they can listen to, the little snippets. And it's always been to try to make it as easy as possible for the bride and groom to plan their wedding.
Sure. So,
weddings are the most important thing that we do.
So. Now, you got a link to Daniel's Video Productions on your...
Yes, I believe you're listed under the vendors page.
Okay, great, because, you know, we do good weddings cheap, you know.
Good weddings cheap. Okay, you know what we should do? We should put a sign up at Building 19 for you. Good weddings cheap. Dan, I'm looking at this lovely...
Yes, I don't know how I find them.
I don't know either, but you always light up. You know, we come into the studio, the guys leave and are all of a sudden they perk up.
Right.
Bruce perks up. You bring the most, I don't
know. Absolutely. Three for three. I mean, Natasha.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Natasha.
Deb Steele last week. I mean, very attractive girl.
And the travel agent girl, or she was on the phone?
The travel agent girl is on the phone. Yep. Attractive as well.
Well, it has to be you, Dan. Introduce her, would you please?
Yes. Okay. We have with us a very attractive young lady. I'm batting three for three here. Her name is Kristen McVeigh. She works at Spa Nijoli.
Yes.
Now, Spa Nijoli, tell us a little bit about it, Kristen.
So we are a two-floor salon and day spa.
Two floors, huh?
Yes. Yeah, downstairs is a full salon. And then upstairs we have 10 treatment rooms as well as a large nail room where we have 6 pedicure chairs, 6 manicure tables, a cafe area. So,
do you have like tanning booths in there?
We don't have tanning booths. We have sunless tanning. So it's an airbrush tanning.
Okay, because here's the thing. I work out at Latitude and I run usually at least 3 miles every time I'm there. And for the past few weeks, I've been looking at this place, Spa Nijoli, which is a word that I had to ask them to pronounce for me because it's one of those words that you look at and you just, you know, make the, you know, put up a cross or something and try not to even, it's one of those words you're afraid to even try to pronounce.
It's a made-up word.
Is it a made-up word?
It is.
And it actually, not, when they told me, I'm looking at it and that's exactly what it looks like, Spa Nijoli. But anyway, it's right outside, it's in the Latitude Gym complex there.
And that's at what, 116 Pleasant Street in Methuen?
Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant
yes.
Valley Street, mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, you know, I've thought about going in there, and I had finished a workout, you know, showered, everything, walked out, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go talk to somebody in there. And I went in, and Kristen was the first person. Then I believe I met the manager as well?
Yes.
What's her name?
Joanne.
And so we're talking, but meanwhile, I'm starting to get hot and all that. Now, they're saying they're cold, and I'm sweating in there. So I'm thinking, what are there, sun boots in here or something? Or, so I had to take off my jacket. And
maybe because you were...
I must have horrified them. I'm really surprised she's here today.
Well, you know, someone was chasing you for 3 miles, right?
I was chasing somebody.
Oh, you were chasing somebody? Oh, I get it. Okay. That's right. You would be you would be the chaser and not the chasee.
All right, right.
Okay.
All right, Kristen. So what do you do over at the Spa Nijoli?
So I am the guest relations manager as well as the bridal concierge. So I talk to brides from the moment they inquire about their wedding until the day there is their wedding and they leave with like their wedding party and their veil on. And
now look,
really?
Now looking at your website, I went on and looked at your website, and one of the things I saw, and I says, well, maybe I could go see her for that, was hair extensions, but I think it's a little too late for those for me.
Well, you could do something with your eyebrows, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Maybe, yeah, well, they do eyebrows, too, and eyelash extensions, but my hair extensions, those are out of the window. But seriously, they have a bridal package, which I'm looking through this thing, and I'm saying, this is exactly what a bride needs. And it starts at 6 months prior to? Is that how it works, Kristen?
6 months prior to the date of your wedding. We'll walk you through an exact timeline of what services you should be having when to get ready for your wedding day.
Okay, so what would be service number one, and how soon before the wedding would that take place?
Service number one, I believe, is listed as a manicure right after you get engaged, since you're showing off your ring all the time. So the first thing we tell you to do is come on in. We'll get you a manicure, so when you show everyone your ring, you'll have some nice nails.
Right off the bat, I know these people are good.
Yeah. Complimentary manicure, says it right here.
Yeah. Complimentary.
Anytime that you come in and have a meeting with me to discuss your wedding, you get a complimentary manicure when you're in.
Look at my nails. Can you do something with those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. We'll get them nice, buff and polished.
And then your next, I guess, suggested meeting is 4 months. And that's where they start consulting with the stylist?
Yes, yeah, 4 months ahead of time, especially if you're looking to, like, do any sort of change in your hair color or cut. So they'll have a consultation with their stylist, kind of talk about what they want for their wedding day, and then from there they'll decide if they're going to change their style or their color and talk about their style for the actual wedding.
Hmm. So, and also says they got facials and the stress-free massage. I think we all could use
stress-free
massage.
Did you say distress-free massage?
No, stress-free.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard distress.
Get your stress. They want to get your stress out of your body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do haircuts there?
We do, yes.
Or do you call them haircuts? No, for a lady, what are they really called?
It's a haircut in style.
Haircut in style.
Yes.
Okay, so now, 2 months prior to, we're talking another manicure?
Yes.
Okay. Bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
Is it going to be showing off the ring?
Yes.
All right. And then the start working on the hair, conditioning the hair?
Exactly.
Okay. And now this, I think, is an important one, and we're talking 2 months prior to, because this is going to give you time to either let it grow or cut it, but now they start looking at different hairstyles.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And that's usually when they do, like, a trial for their wedding day. So they'll do an entire trial hair and makeup, and a lot of our brides have actually chosen to do it on the day of their bridal shower or their bachelorette party, so they have some fun hair to go out in.
You know, Ron, I don't mean to sound like a wise guy, but I can't help it. For somebody who doesn't have much hair, you know a lot about it.
Because I watched it go, and I appreciated every strand that left. So that's why I really appreciate hair these days.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Dad.
I'm heading down that road, too.
The show's still early. You know, the show's still early. A month before is when we start talking, about these eyelash extensions.
Yes. Yeah, any bride that chooses to do eyelash extensions, they have to do it 1 month prior to their wedding, just so they can have their eyes adjusted in case there's any.
Is that something like, are those measured, or is it?
They come in different sizes, and there's two different types. So there's ones that are more, not permanent, but last a little bit longer. Those are eyelash extensions.
No, so they're fake.
They're fake, and they get bonded to each individual eyelash.
Wow.
So that's a little bit, it's a lengthier service. It's about 3 hours. They're called extreme lashes. But then they last you, as long as you keep up with them, because you blink out the lash, so you need to get them filled every couple of weeks.
People ever get them in their eyes?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the week of, we have refresh your hair with the perfect color and haircut.
Yes.
Now, this would have all gone back to the prior...
4 months prior.
4 months prior.
And then, yep, and then you want to do it 2 months again, and then the week of, so that way you have, like, the perfect hair color and cut for your photos.
Okay. And 3 days prior to, it's going to fill in those eyelashes again.
Exactly.
Like you just said a little while ago.
Exactly.
Fill in, yeah. Okay. Now, 2 days before, now, Dan, this is what you were asking for, airbrush tanning.
No, you know, I'm thinking about all my buddies who are probably listening right now thinking, I wish I was in on this conversation.
We have a lot of grooms that come in for airbrush tanning.
Yeah, well, because that's...
I bet.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I've never heard of this. Some of this stuff
never
before.
Never heard of it? No. Airbrush tanning? I mean, that's...
I've seen that in, like, movies. Well, the eyelash extensions. I mean, some of this stuff is, I just never think of this stuff because I don't do it. Maybe the airbrush tanning sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
The airbrush tanning, it's a California airbrush tan, and one of our estheticians actually airbrushes the color onto you. It has, like, a bronzer in it. We offer three different shades, light, medium, and dark, that can be blended to a customized color. And so basically, once it gets airbrushed on, it lasts about a solid week before it starts to fade.
So if we have somebody like Bruce going there, can you give him a nice tan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bruce, what do you think?
Whatever you say.
Now, what I want to point out is anybody who goes for airbrush tanning, make sure you go to someone who knows what they're doing, because if you don't, you're going to end up looking like an Oompa Loompa.
Really?
Yeah, yes. You'll come out orange.
Everything with the tan lines and everything?
Well, tan lines are optional.
Really?
Yeah, there you go, Dan.
I'd like to make a video of what they do with this place.
I'm sure you would. And the one day before, we have the pedicure and manicure and another stress-free massage. And you can bring the groom to this one if you want. For this, the day
yeah,
before.
You know,
the day before is a big day.
Yes.
Absolutely. The whole week before, really.
Yeah, the day before, a lot of our brides bring in their entire wedding party.
Wow.
So the groom comes, and then usually they camp out in our nail room in the cafe area. We can get it catered for them, and then they do pedicures, manicures.
Wow.
They make
huh?
a day of it, yeah.
This is incredible.
And then the day of?
The day of.
They do...
The day of, we'll do any touch-ups on their nails that they need to, and then it's their hair, makeup, and then if they're not doing the extreme lashes, they'll usually get the weekend lashes on.
Wow. Hey, you brides in the Merrimack Valley, I hope you're listening to this. This really sounds like a pretty good deal here.
Now, if someone doesn't want the whole pack, they can pick a la carte, just like they could off of any menu.
Exactly. You can do as much or as little as you want. So if you just want to come in for a manicure the day before, you're more than welcome to.
And like you said, if they want, the whole bridal party can go through this entire...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, there's also... what they call the handsome prince, which is the groom.
No, so why were you looking at me?
I don't know why I would be looking at you when I'm saying handsome prince. I mean, maybe it's that golden earring T-shirt.
You had to say it.
I'm not gonna give up the prize.
Well, you know, now am I picking on your sweatshirt?
This is my Bill Belichick look. You know that.
Right, but I'm not saying anything about you.
But then, the golden earring was going to come up. But anyways.
I actually listened to the Grateful Dead on the ride in.
Oh, there we go. So it's that explains everything.
No, you know what? I don't care.
Anyways, we're talking about grooming the groom. And for the groom, what, the stress-free massage, a gentleman's facial. Have you ever had a facial?
I'd love a facial.
It's unbelievable what those do. I mean, it exfoliate, takes all that dead skin off.
It's amazing. They, like, cleanse. They do a deep cleanse. They exfoliate. They do a mask. Your skin feels great after.
Plus, you're looking at your nails. They do a manicure for the men.
So as I'm getting a facial, I could have my hand out getting the nails done.
Yeah.
And maybe splash on a little tan.
And you go home and no one will know who you are. They'll be calling the police. There's some guy breaking in.
with eyelash extensions.
There you go. I mean, I can't do the hair extensions anymore, but...
Well, you might be able to do something there.
Well, we're talking with Kristen McVeigh. McVeigh, okay. Mm-hmm. From Spa Nijolet.
Yes.
Right? Is that okay? Nijolet?
Nijolet,
yeah. Okay.
Is it Kristen McVeigh in Fleetwood Mac as well?
No.
Yeah, well, there's a Christy McVeigh.
Kristen. Or McVeigh.
McVeigh. Maybe it is McVeigh. Okay. And she is...
Never mind.
And they're located inside the Latitude Sport Club at 116 Pleasant Valley Street in Methuen. You can find them on the web at nijoli.com. I would suggest you go there and look. They have all kinds of services. This is really unbelievable.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's just looking at all the things. And remember I said one time I saw a thing that said, tell the bride, because sometimes I meet with the bride the week of the wedding, and I had this one bride, and I said to her, you know what? They said you should go to a spa on the week of
right,
your wedding.
Right.
And she said, I work at a spa, and I thought that was kind of comical, so I should go to a different spa. But it is a thing that they should do. It really is, because when you think about how long they've been planning this, it could be up to a year, sometimes even more, and the stress, whether you know it or not, it is building up. You know, no matter how much you think you can take it, you really do need to relax and give yourself some time to take care of you.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you see that. They must come in like tight as a spring. Some people really wound up, I would imagine.
They do. And we just stress that we take care of everything for them, and that once they walk in, just forget about everything for a little bit, and we'll take care of them.
It's always a good idea to do that. If you'd like to ask some questions of Kristen, she is here for you. You can call us toll-free at 877-687-8005 or... locally, 978-687-8005. Or email us a question. We will ask it for you. tips@booper.com. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. We're going to take a break here. Give our sponsors some time on the air.
You want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net and let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Natasha's Bridal is all about you. Beginning with your gown, we'll help you create your entire look, from chic accessories to bridal lingerie. Visit our intimate and charming boutique, where you'll find the latest in bridal fashions and formal wear, from sleek and modern to graceful and feminine. Sumptuous fabrics, unique details, timeless elegance, all from top designers. Come prepared to be pampered with outstanding service and personal attention. Make Natasha's Bridal in Methuen your first step down the aisle.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips radio show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
You want your wedding day to be perfect and
going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married.
And we're back. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. You can also hear us online at 1110WCCMAM.com. And if you're too shy to call in, email us at tips@bupa.com. We will answer your question on the air. And if you do want to call in, 978-687-8005, toll free 877-687-8005.
We still got Kristen McVeigh here with us. She was, how do you say it, Spa Nujoli?
Spa Nujoli.
Now, one of the things that scared me about this word when I saw it was the first letter for spa is a small case S, lowercase S. And there's no rhyme or reason to that?
Nope, we're just lowercase.
So if I look it up in the telephone book, would they put it in like that?
Yeah, or? Lowercase. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you've looked?
Yes.
No kidding.
I think I have, yeah.
Okay, I was just curious.
You have to check your ads when you put them in anywhere. You want to make sure, like even our ads, people must listen to make sure it's what
right.
they wanted.
Sure.
Did you find your ad to be okay?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just, I have capital letters.
Oh. That's because, you know, capital letters on the internet means you're yelling. If everything's
well, not
in all
capital.
If it's in all caps, it means you're yelling.
LOL, Ronnie. LOL. Okay.
All right. Last week we talked about some wedding traditions, and I think what we're going to do is maybe every week we'll take one region. And since this is the United States, I thought we'd do the United States one, and I'll save the England one for next week, because next week is the royal wedding. So we can do it next Tuesday. I know that. You're upset, Dan, that you didn't get an invitation. I know.
Do you think someone like George Clemens would be interested in the royal wedding?
Who's George? What's his face?
George Clemens?
Oh, are you Golden kidding? Earring. Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
The guitarist.
I know. I should know that. All right. United States wedding traditions. The United States has few wedding traditions that are totally unique to the U.S. Virtually all U.S. wedding traditions and customs have either been taken directly from a wide range of other countries and cultures, primarily European, or they have evolved from traditions in other nations.
And what do you think the reason for that is?
Well,
Hold on. I'm going to ask Kristen. What do you think the reason for that is?
About traditions?
Why we get them from other countries.
We're not original to have our own.
That's right.
It's in my next, next part right here.
I'm sorry.
This is certainly easily...
Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
This is certainly easily understood since the United States was originally populated by immigrants from many lands, primarily Europe. These immigrants brought their own wedding traditions with them, and these traditions stirred in the melting pot of the United States, which has slowly evolved in traditional American wedding ceremony. So you were on the right track, Dan. I know you haven't seen this, so.
Yeah, but you know, I can't help but think that somebody from like Alabama is not from anywhere but this country. Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky.
They're probably from European nations that settled along the coast of the U.S. and then moved inward. They headed west. Go west, young man.
You don't think they went east?
Unless they were heading back to England in the water or they wanted to go for a swim, I don't think they headed east, Dan.
I'm only kidding.
I know you are. There are a few things that all U.S. weddings have in common. To begin with, U.S. wedding ceremonies may be either religious or civil. Most brides prefer a large and rather elaborate ceremony if it is their first wedding, which makes sense.
Absolutely.
Also in the U.S., now this is, it may not be obvious, but it's true. Marriages are not arranged in the U.S. A typical U.S. wedding takes place between two people who have sought out a partner and have found someone whom they believe they can share their life with. In other words, in the United States, marriages are based on love. They are not arranged to strengthen family business or influence. Now, you know, in a lot of countries, it's arranged.
Right, absolutely.
Families get together and exactly that, to make the business stronger, make the family stronger, but not in the U.S. U.S., it's based on love, we hope.
I like to think that my mother-in-law might have seen me and said, he's for you, you're going to marry him.
Yeah. Or she could have said just the opposite and your wife married you anyway, so.
I think that's probably what did happen, but I like to think that it went the other way.
It's always good. That's why, you know, this is a free country where you're free to imagine those things. Where other countries, you can't even say something like that out loud because if it's an arranged marriage, you can't even think of another person except the person you've been arranged to.
Sure.
Okay.
That's got to be tough.
I would imagine it would. I'll touch on that in a minute, okay? Old wedding traditions may have held that a prospective groom had to ask the bride's father for his blessing. But that tradition is seldom respected any longer, if it was ever respected at all. While a young man and a young woman hope that both sets of parents will give their blessing to a union, and often a blessing will be asked more as a courtesy than for an actual blessing, such a blessing is not required or always sought. And that's in the U.S.
A lot less today than probably even 20 years ago.
Yeah, because people just, it's wide open when people want to do their weddings. It's whatever they want.
Now, do you think your father would expect someone to ask permission, Kristen?
He would want them to ask my mom. Be like, don't ask me. I'm not
really?
Yeah.
Now, if when you walk into the house with a date or something,
a bow. A bow.
A bow. Does your father look at him like?
My dad's quiet and doesn't say a word.
Go in the other room.
My mom interviews.
Okay.
He's just standing there.
Well, Dan, what did you do as a father of a daughter?
I asked him what his intentions were.
You did?
And then my daughter came up to me recently and told me she was getting married. I'm like, oh, really? And I'm happy for her and all that. But then when the fiancé had come in, I'm like, you didn't ask my permission. And he looked all embarrassed. It was actually kind of funny. And I was keeping a straight face, but I couldn't keep it for too long.
So you were acting. That's what it was.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wedding planning can be elaborate and time-consuming, and many brides today opt to have a professional wedding planner take care of the 1,001 details of the glorious day. A traditional United States wedding is a fairly large and elaborate affair, especially when it is the first wedding of the bride. Traditionally, the bride wears a white wedding dress and a white wedding veil. Prior to the wedding itself, it is traditional for the maid of honor to throw a bridal shower as part of the bridal ceremonies. During the bridal shower, the bride-to-be will receive small gifts, often of humorous nature, often gifts for use on the honeymoon.
Mmm.
Somehow I knew that's what Dan would say.
What, like a corkscrew to open the champagne?
Well, you don't open champagne with a corkscrew, it's usually... You're talking about wine. Champagne usually has that top that you twist off.
Is that Bruce?
Yeah, I think he's right.
You've never seen champagne with a cork?
No, I haven't. No.
Champagne with a what?
Oh.
But did
you invite him here?
Look at that. Mr. Daryl Silva has come into the studio.
What's he doing here?
He's here to see you.
Hey. You invited him.
What's up, Bruce?
I just looked out and saw him walking in. Your best padre.
Yeah. We said we'll surprise you. And I was where were we yesterday? I think we were at the 99, and they played the Twilight Zone by Golden Earring. Yeah. So that was a sign that I had to come in. Absolutely.
Nice.
All right, so I'm just gonna stand off for a little bit here. You guys do your thing. Hello.
Hi.
So rock and roll.
This is Daryl. This is Kristen.
He's a client.
Yes, I am indeed.
Oh. Really? Oh, okay.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, it's been a few years
free
since
service.
I had my facial, but I do drop in every now and then, make an appointment, then actually cancel.
No, I was wondering why you're looking so good. You've been going to Spa Najoli.
Well, actually, I'm going more next door to Nicole's dad's gym, but I'm trying to get in there whenever I can. I love Spa Najoli. Are you kidding me? They play the little music, the aroma music. It's beautiful.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's finish our... United States traditions here. While a religious setting such as a church, synagogue, or mosque is not mandatory, the more traditional U.S. weddings do take place in a religious setting. Family and friends are formally invited. Ushers seat guests. There are bridesmaids, a best man, flower girls, a ring bearer, music, often chosen by the bride and groom, and many other amenities designed to make the day special and memorable. The traditional ceremony itself is often conducted by a religious leader known to the bride or the groom. The ceremony may include wedding vows written by the bride and groom, in which they speak of their love and their desire to make their partner safe, happy, and secure, and to be faithful to their partner and their partner alone for the rest of their lives.
He does a good job, doesn't he, Krista?
Yeah, wowzers.
I like the faithful part.
Faithful for the rest of your life.
Yep. Hear that, Dan?
You know I am.
At the conclusion of the ceremony, it is traditional for the official to ask if anyone present knows of any just cause why this man and this woman may not be legally married.
That doesn't really happen that much anymore, does it?
I don't know. It always happens in the movies.
Yeah.
Getting no response, the official asks the couple to exchange wedding rings, a symbol of their never-ending love and commitment to one another. And then the happy couple is pronounced in front of family and friends who are witnesses to be husband and wife. Traditionally, the newlyweds kiss to seal the union. Then as the couple leave the church, they are often showered with rice or wheat, symbols of fertility. And the couple is then taken to a home, restaurant, or other facility where a wedding reception takes place. Speeches and toasts are often given to the new couple, wishing them every happiness. Now, gifts are an important part of the U.S. wedding tradition. Gifts are often given to help the new couple establish a new home together. Often gifts of cash are given. A couple may register at a
specific... Daryl likes that.
Daryl loves that.
Everybody loves cash. A couple may register at a specific store where their gift needs are tracked. This allows well-wishers to not only purchase gifts that are truly useful to the new couple, but to be assured that no one else has purchased the same gift. Following the reception, the couple traditionally goes on a honeymoon during which their marriage is consummated. A honeymoon may last from several days to two or more weeks.
My goodness.
Wow.
We're almost done. Couples who do not wish to go through the stress of an elaborate traditional wedding ceremony may choose to elope. An elopement involves much less work and much less preparation.
And much less money. Yeah.
The couple merely goes to a justice of the peace and is quietly married in a civil wedding ceremony. They may or may not include a small number of friends and family. U.S. wedding ceremonies and wedding customs are among the most flexible in all the world. Whatever your wedding needs are, whatever your ideas of the perfect wedding venue, the wedding customs and wedding ceremonies that are right for you, you will find that they will all find a welcome home within the ideal of the American wedding tradition.
Wow.
Meaning that in the United States, it's really whatever you want to do. And you see that more and more. People just decide, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it, because this is the U.S.
Do you have any idea of what your wedding day is going to be like? Have you fantasized about this, Kristen?
Yes, I have.
And what would your wedding be like if you were planning it right now?
It would be on a beach.
On a beach?
Somewhere far away, and whoever wants to come, come. And if you don't want to come, great.
Wow. Send money.
If you're happy to be there, be happy to be there. And just on the beach, and then a big dinner, and a lot of wine.
And before you left, you would go to the spa first.
Yeah. Probably. And no presents, no gifts.
Wow. No gifts.
That's
no gifts.
Pretty peace and love right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is pretty peace and love.
Yeah, so will you be putting like flyers up at Latitude?
It'll be scrolling across the treadmill.
We are here. This is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. Mr. Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
Thank you for that.
I was loving
Ron.
The ads, by the way, on the ride in.
And
that was Charlie, I heard, too.
Kathleen.
Kathleen on the radio.
Kristen McVeigh is here from Spa Nijoli.
Yeah. Great place.
And Mr. Daryl Silver is here, the writer, producer, director, star of The Boys... The mob movie Boys. And he is here coming in, just dropping in because he loves us so much. But I'm sure.
You invited him, didn't you?
But I'm sure.
Ronnie?
We want to let people know that Boys is playing again this Saturday at Chunky's, which has sold out the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
We've sold out Chunky's the last 2 weeks, and I will be able to finally attend a showing at Chunky's.
You didn't go last week either?
I had to work. I had an anniversary.
You're not familiar with this, are you?
I'm not.
You have no idea what we're talking
about.
I'm
surprised. I'm interested. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. There we go. If you haven't seen this movie, folks, not I am in it, Dan is in it, Daryl is in it, but not because we're in it. If you know anything about independent films do not have a big budget. So if you're used to a Hollywood shoot 'em up, bang 'em up, explosions, everything like that, that cost millions of dollars, which Daryl was not able to raise that much money. So we don't have millions of dollars. But if you look at an independent film and you were to rate independent films like from 0 to 10, this movie is 10. This is a 10 of an independent movie, and like I said, not because I'm in it, and Dan will attest to this also, Daryl put a lot of work into this movie to make it look so much Hollywood that you would never know that it was totally independent. The people who were in this movie, who were not professional actors, do a fantastic job. Everybody does a great job in this movie. I would highly recommend that you see this movie because you want to say, I saw that movie before everybody else did, because this movie is going to make it throughout the U.S. in major theaters, and you'll be seeing it on HBO or Showtime, anything like that. It's really that good, folks.
You heard it here first on WCCM.
Yes.
On the Wedding Tips Radio Show.
On the Wedding Tips Radio Show.
Have you ever said anything before in your life and it was like actually came to pass?
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Yes.
So this is pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
You heard the statement he made.
I believe in that only because knowing what looking at the movie, and like I say, I've seen independent movies that I can't believe they're on like HBO or Showtime or even on the Independent Film Channel. I mean, they're so bad. Seriously. And there was a young lady from Lawrence who came up to Londonderry, I'm sorry, to see the movie, who was an actress herself, didn't know us, didn't know anything about the movie, and she was so impressed with this movie.
Really?
Because she has been in independent movies, and she says, believe me, this isn't like an independent movie. This looks more like a Hollywood movie because of the editing, the sound, everything that was done. And hearing that made me feel even better, not only about being in it, but for Daryl and his
wife.
I like
to think that when it gets to my one-minute scene, people are like, this movie's good.
You know what I noticed, though? There's like, with your faces, every time in that movie, there's like a lot of spitballs and stuff, so I'm assuming that when you came on, that's... I'm only kidding. No, Dan has a... Dan was busy, so he only had a small, big part in this movie, but it was very powerful.
No, you made the prediction that his next blockbuster movie, I'd probably have a major role. Remember? Remember when you said that?
Yeah, because what's going to happen in his next movie, you're going to be the first guy killed right as soon as the movie starts.
Like Sonny in The Godfather. I'd love to... Never mind.
Go out like that?
Go out like that. Bullets flying.
That is pretty awesome. Yeah. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to go out like Sonny.
And I want to yell out, top of the world!
You're mixing your metaphor movies.
And then Golden Earrings, Twilight.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe we could... Well... Talk to Daryl if he's writing another one. You know, we could.
Actually, me and Daryl have talked about maybe doing something together. We should.
Yeah, we've this short that you wrote for like a couple years.
Oh, bada bing, but
vada voom. Just, I said, do it already. Just do it. It only take probably a day or two.
Yeah, it's only like a 10-minute little silly. Silly.
See, I started writing a thing too, but.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But
there's a lot of artwork coming out of this.
Yeah. So anyways, that's our weekly plug for boys.
Yeah.
And
now get out of here.
Get out of here. I'm not leaving yet. I got raffle tickets you gotta buy.
Raffle tickets.
Again, that's this Saturday at Chunky's at 7:30. Like I said, it's sold out the last 2 weeks. If you want tickets, you gotta get them early because I really expect we're gonna sell out again this week. And then next week, if you're in the Boston area, folks, Kendall Square in Cambridge, week from Thursday, 7:30, right, Daryl?
7:30, yeah.
7:30, Kendall Square Cinema. It's going to be playing there. We're going to have the Boston press there. We're going to have people from Boston,
nice,
Phoenix.
Nice.
And this is when I think we're really going to start seeing the snowball.
Absolutely.
Start rolling.
That's big right there.
Yeah, I pray.
And then the Saturday after that, we're going to be up in Salisbury.
You kid, man, just keep getting bigger and bigger.
We're on tour, man. When I was young, I used to read my like Circus Magazine, Hit Parader. Remember those magazines?
Oh, yeah.
And I used to look at like Kiss and Led Zeppelin and all the Who and all these groups and look at their tour schedules. And I was like 6 years old making my little tour schedule or whatever. So this is like exciting. So every time I look, I'm like, we can't leave a date unclosed. And like bands will take a day or two off and do it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So the 28th and then the 30th, we're in Salisbury, which is going to be great. And Boopa's actually going to be DJing the after party.
Wow.
On Sylvan Street. And that's right next to Latitude.
Yeah,
you know,
Salisbury.
Yes. Nice. You know, the thing is, this movie's got to be doing good for him because I've never seen him in this jacket. This is new,
this is
isn't it?
It's actually an 11-year-old jacket.
Is it?
It's
got
dry clean as an L.A.
Oh, okay.
I kept calling every few months. You didn't throw it away yet, did you?
That's actually pretty sharp.
Thank you.
Looking pretty snazzy there, Daryl.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was the only jacket that would hold the raffle tickets.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, when we were a little while ago, we were reading some wedding information about
right.
weddings, and we talked about arranged marriages and stuff. And the thing that that hit me was the other day, and I think it's because, happy Passover, by the way. Today is Passover for all the Jewish listeners. And so this weekend,
I saw something online too with a scientist did some figuring, and he believes Holy Thursday wasn't really the day of the Last Supper.
Yes.
He believes it might have been Wednesday. Did you see that?
So they must have had spaghetti if it was Wednesday.
That was good.
You know, you just don't stop, do you? I'm talking serious here.
I saw that. I caught that on the web. Yeah, that's always been an item of conjecture of, you know, when everything occurred. So, I mean, we're not going to start getting into religion and politics because it's the worst subjects we could talk about. Because we'll alienate people or befriend people, and we're not going to talk that. I'm going to go back to what I was saying.
Kristen, didn't he bring it up?
Yes.
Okay. I said happy Passover. That's all I said.
That's all you had to say.
And then you brought up the Last Supper.
Now, this is what makes
happy Passover. I hope you pass out.
No. Go ahead. No. The reason why I was bringing that up was because all weekend they've been playing Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, geez. Come on. Let's have a little.
Yeah.
What, you want me to do my Tevye? Right
you now? Used to do this all the time. You're not going to do it now?
No, not now. But the thing was, in Fiddler on the Roof, which was really a great movie, there was, you know, the arranged marriage with Lazar Wolf the butcher and Tevye's daughter. Mm-hmm. And then the tailor comes and lets him know that he loves the daughter and the daughter loves him. And so he comes up with a dream where they don't get arranged, that they decide to marry for love. And one of the things said in the U.S., people marry for love. And then towards the end of the movie, there is that scene with Tevye and Golda when he asks, you know, do you love me? And, you know, after 25 years of being married, and again, there was an arranged marriage. He never saw her until the wedding day. So it's, I mean, that stuff still goes on. I mean, in other countries, in the U.S., it doesn't. The U.S. people marry for love, and I think it makes a...
Now, pardon my ignorance, so what was the answer when he asked 20 years later, do you still love me?
Do you love me? After 25 years.
And what did she say?
Of course she loved him.
Really?
That's pretty awesome, 25 years.
Wow. Forced to love.
True love.
Forced love.
No, it wasn't forced. But my father and my mother said we learned to love each other.
Wow. He did it.
So now I'm asking Golda, do you love me?
That is great. Come on, everybody. Woo! Where's the bell? There we go.
And now do like a little bipolar. And this is too, like some of the mob movies.
Yeah, great.
Wow. I did. I played Tevye years ago.
Yes, he did. He's always talking about it.
That was a good Tev.
Yeah. Ooh, that was very good.
Yes.
Makes me want to see the movie now.
You never seen Fiddler on the Roof?
You know what? I did, but I think I fell asleep.
Oh.
Well, speaking of bridal movies, there's another movie which isn't for kids, but I took my grandson yesterday to go see Rio, which is rated G. But there was this big stand-up thing for a movie coming out called The Bridesmaids, which
nice.
Looks like it's going to be a really funny movie. I mean, Kristen Wiig's in it, and I forget whoever else was in it, but it looks like another one of those wedding movies that you want to...
Bridezilla type stuff?
I don't know if it's Bridezilla, but it's probably a good comedy of stuff.
It looks like The Hangover, but for like a bachelorette party.
Nice.
Ah, okay.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I love a movie with pretty girls.
Yeah.
You do. Okay.
Bruce agrees.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week, Dan, who are we getting anybody next week?
That is yet to come.
Okay.
Working on it.
We have...
I'd like to get Natasha back here to just sit with us. We'll see what happens there.
I heard Natasha's ad. That was pretty cool.
We have on the back burner a couple of guests going to come on. Oh, well, we have a phone call. Yes, go right ahead, caller.
Well, I just wondered what you thought about the one in England, if you thought that was the prearranged one or one of their own... doing. I'll hang up and listen.
Which one?
One in wedding in England.
Oh, the royal wedding. I don't think that was prearranged. They thought that was out of love.
It is, yes. Yeah. They met in college.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was out of love. That
it's only love, and that is all.
Why should I feel the way I do? Nice.
Now, this is a talk radio show, but we definitely have music for you.
You'll have to do a musical show soon. Seriously.
Yeah, we will. We will. Because we talked about that you know, about turning Daryl's movie into a musical.
And having Deborah choreograph the whole thing.
We're going to turn the mob movie into a musical.
Beautiful.
You didn't wash your hands.
Yeah. Get
them
over here.
All right, on our burner coming up in the next few weeks, I believe we were going to have an officiant with us who is a very interesting woman who does some great weddings. Dan's going to love this. This is the woman who does the weddings at Fenway Park.
Ooh. Wonderful.
I believe her schedule is now opened up where she will be with us within the next few weeks.
Very nice.
And I think we have a couple of function halls going to be coming on with us also. So this is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. We do appreciate your listening.
Folks, get over to Spa Najoli if you want to get yourself ready for your wedding day. It sounds like a pretty good deal.
See Kristen. She is over there to help you out, especially the brides. Go see her. She is the bridal coordinator. I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. We have Daryl Silva.
Daryl wanted to plug himself. Do you believe this? Get out of here.
This is Daryl C. Silva from the Silva Screen.
Nice.
And I love Wedding
and Kristen.
And I love Spiny Jolie.
You can hear Daryl Thursday morning, 10 to 11, right here on WCCM. We'll see you next week, folks.
He came in and the show fell apart.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.